You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So glad to be here with you today. We want to grade the president's progress on law and order. A, B slash C, D, or F. The law and order approach for this presidency, it's really maybe the biggest category of what this president is focusing on. Border, what he's doing in Washington, D.C., backing the police, taking ICE and going in and deporting people who are here illegally. Top to bottom, law and order is like the meat of this presidency.
This is also one of his highest polling issues. I mean, I'm not saying that he should be doing this politically, but when he does this politically, his numbers jump because everybody, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, they go, oh, you're dealing with crime? I deal with crime, or at least I'm worried about it. Thank you for addressing it.
And I would say that the cherry on top of all of it is how crazy people who are pushing back against almost all of the issues look.
It's such a bad position to take.
Yeah. You can't be pro-criminal as consistently as the left is
Across the board.
All right. I want to get to our next guest. Of course, we are excited to have former Senator Jim Talent on the air with us, former congressman and chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Senator, thank you for being with us again today. There is so much to talk about, and we're so grateful that you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Annie. Can I just add a comment to that wonderful discussion you two were just having? One of the things I've observed about the president is his style is to be extremely bold or aggressive, almost radical, but in support of restoring normalcy. If you notice, in other words, it's like, okay, yeah, we actually are going to protect the border. We actually are going to stop crime in the District of Columbia. We actually are going to produce energy. I mean, the things he's pursuing are really very normal and centrist, but he does it in a style that provokes his opponents to oppose him. And then that, of course, makes them look extreme.
Yeah.
I don't mean to hijack the interview here, but I was just thinking about that while you guys were talking.
It certainly is. The amazing thing about it is it is absolutely the right America First policy, but he masters the politics of it while he also has the right policy to put in place. And it's been amazing to watch in the first 7 months. I wanted to get your thoughts, Senator, on everything that we have experienced here in the last 5 days or so, when Vladimir Putin comes to Alaska to meet with Donald Trump. I hear detractors on the left talk about how shameful it was, and then President Trump says if I have them come meet me in Alaska, they'll say it's bad. If I have to meet them somewhere else, they'll say it's bad. If we meet, they say it's bad. If we don't meet, they'll say it's bad. What does it mean to you to see Vladimir Putin come to Alaska to meet with President Trump on Friday?
Well, it's pretty clear, and we've learned now that Vladimir Putin does not want the sanctions imposed. I mean, that's a point gained. And we found out, you know, if you want to control somebody, find out what he wants and find out how bad he wants it. Well, we found out he doesn't want the sanctions imposed. And as for coming to Alaska, he came here to meet Trump. Okay, that's very important from a diplomatic point of view. And in Alaska, which used to belong to Russia and, of course, doesn't anymore ever since when? 1867, something like that, 68. So I thought the optics of it were fine. It's broken the logjam, at least on the surface, so that Putin is at least talking now about talking. I thought it was very interesting that a security guarantee is in play. And if I worry about anything, I like the bottom line that Trump was driving at before, which was, okay, Putin can keep some of the territory he's conquered, but Ukrainian sovereignty is going to be protected so they can rebuild themselves economically and military with the help of the West. And I'm sure Trump envisions most of that help coming from Europe. He doesn't want to pay for it, right? Now, this security guarantee is interesting because I would rather empower Ukraine to defend itself and to grow economically than to try and protect their territorial integrity, you know, with a security guarantee. Because unless the Americans are behind that, I don't trust that the Europeans will be effective in that. So it's interesting. But I think we need to give the president running room on this. He's trying to do the right thing at the right time. He's a good negotiator. I have a fair amount of confidence in the result, but I don't think we know exactly yet what that's going to be.
I want to ask you something. I always look for the super basic questions to ask so that people who are listening to us discuss here, and then, of course, all the news reports. I think I can do this, and reporters can do this. You kind of fall in a trap where you start using vocabulary words that the common people who don't often look at, like, you know, country negotiations trying to solve peace. I keep hearing the phrase security guarantees, and right. I hear that discussed as a very, very important part of this deal. Can you tell me what that means?
It's interesting. An actual security guarantee in diplomatic parlance means if you are attacked, we, whoever's giving the guarantee, will defend you. Now, it can be conditional. There's also can be an argument over what constitutes an attack. I mean, actually, Putin was supporting the quote unquote civil war in Ukraine because the eastern Ukrainian provinces have a lot of Russian speaking people in them. And they were supposedly engaged in a kind of civil war against the central government. Well, really, Putin was supporting that with his own troops that he infiltrated in. So there can be a question over what an attack means. And all that ambiguity is one of the reasons why I really liked what I thought the bottom line was that Trump was driving at and that he may want now. That's why another reason is if Putin signs an agreement where we give a security guarantee, we're going to have to give something else up or the Ukraine's will to get it. And there's particular territories I don't want them to give up. Have you heard about the Donetsk Fortress Belt? Is that a term you read?
Yes, it is.
It's a part of Donetsk province that Putin has not conquered and probably can't conquer because they prepared a defense in depth there. That means they've built a lot of defensive lines that are extremely effective. And Putin wants that, and I would not want to give that away. But again, we're getting into tactical or detailed questions. I think the key thing here is that Putin is talking. It would be very good to end the war. Russia has, and I said this in the show before, Russia has lost on a strategic level. I mean, Finland and Sweden are now in NATO, and it matters with the Finns. They have real capabilities. The Russian army has been exposed as third rate. The Europeans are spending more money on defense. They're not dependent on Russian energy anymore. Syria is gone as an ally. These are enormous strategic defeats for Russia. We want to get this war over, stabilize Eastern Europe, And just as long as we leave Ukraine in a position to rebuild and protect itself. I don't care that much if they give up a little more territory. Russia's conquered. So if you know how much they've in return for a million casualties, he's conquered an additional territory about half the size of the state of New York. That's what he's gotten for all that.
Yeah. You know, I did a professionally brave thing, and I just tuned into CNN for a while today. And one of the things that they were criticizing was President Trump. They said he said on a hot mic that Putin wants to work with Trump to get this done. And they were using that as in their tone, and it, not really a complimentary thing that Putin has some sort of interest in working with Trump to get this done. We hear a lot of people say, too, Putin is a liar. You can't believe anything he said. Marco Rubio was asked that question. He said, that's why you have to have all sorts of expectations that go along with it. Is Donald Trump doing the right thing in the way he's handling Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's mediating this dispute, which means he's going to be very careful about both positive and negative things he says. I mean, when he said he wants to end this thing, that doesn't necessarily mean he believes that because Putin told him he wants to end the thing. I'm sure Putin did tell him that. It means the president is evaluating what Putin wants and doesn't want, and he's drawing some conclusions so that he can, he can affect his decisions based on the policy initiatives he undertakes. So I think what the president knows is that when he threatened the sanctions, Putin understands when Trump threatens something, he's going to do it after what happened to Iran, and Putin doesn't want the sanctions. So I'm not sure on what basis Trump said that. I think I have mixed feelings myself about what Putin wants on this. On the one hand, this war is a loser for him. And the casualties that he's suffering and the sacrificing that he's undertaking is weakening his regime and weakening the Russian state. On the other hand, when the war ends, he may be sitting there thinking, you know, I'm going to have to give an accounting at some point to Russia about why I gave up all of this and got so little. In that sense, Putin may be okay with the war continuing. I'm just not going to second guess, you know, until it's over, you know, the judgments the president's made on this. He's operating very effectively. And I think he's earned a little running room.
Yeah, I agree with that. We're speaking with Senator Jim Talent. I want to take one more opportunity to ask you a question about this before we have to let you go, specifically about the way the president of the United States speaks to the American people. He loves a good press conference. You could have him pop up at any time. Does what happens on the public-facing part of these conversations actually affect negotiations? I presume that he's having a lot of private conversations, maybe around the clock, with these world leaders, with Zelensky, with Putin. Does he have to be careful how he presents himself to the American public?
Annie, I think presidents always need to be careful with the words that they say. That doesn't mean that they're acting as if they're careful. I think Trump says what he wants to say when he wants to say it. You know, he wants people, but he doesn't want people to know. Again, this is classic negotiations. You want to know what the other guy wants and how bad he wants it. You don't want him to know what you want and how bad you want it. So when Trump talks about, and I do believe, by the way, that Trump hates the fallout from war. I think that's an authentic expression of his opinions. Okay. But when he says he wants to end the war because he wants peace, that's his public-facing statement. There's a lot of other motives that are working there that he's probably not saying. Okay, so I don't think Trump goes around, and I don't know how anybody can look at his record and the success he's had just in the first 7 months in foreign policy and think this guy does not know how to structure his public statements to help him get what he wants. I mean, he's been pretty good at it. I could run down a long list of things. Look in the Middle East, for example, how he handled that, the speech he gave to Saudi Arabia, which I thought was brilliantly timed. Look, I mean, I'm not going to hesitate. I always feel like I don't want to sound like
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Like, I'm only complimenting Trump. I mean, you know, if we end up with a deal here that compromises Ukrainian sovereignty, I'm not going to like it. I don't think we are. I don't think he said anything to suggest that we are. But what I am willing to do is to wait to see the result. I think the president's earned that much.
Yes.
Let's see what happens. And then we can all make a judgment about it. I mean, that's fair. Mm. His name's on the door. I mean, the results he produces are going to be what he's judged by.
That's right. Very much so. Senator Talen, thank you for being with us today. We look forward to talking to you again because we know each day is going to have big developments in this important story. We thank you for providing us your insight today.
You are welcome.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Senator Jim Talen, former United States Senator from Missouri, former Congressman, Chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council, on X at Jim Talen. Quick break. When we come back, there is a White House press briefing going on right now, and Carolyn Leavitt is asked by Jack Posobiec about troops on the ground. Any types of commitments that the American people can know about where U.S. troops might factor into some sort of peace deal. You're going to want to hear this. It's up next. Don't go away.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.